Our gospel reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. It's either on the link above the screen or right here. Listen for the gospel of the Lord. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and there was a leper who came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, appealing to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible distress." And he said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. But only speak the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard him, he was amazed, and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and will eat with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the heirs of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you according to your faith." And the servant was healed in that hour. When Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to serve him. That evening they brought to him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and cured all who were sick. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah: "He took our infirmities and bore our diseases." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's pray. God, we thank you for this, your word. We thank you that technical difficulties can't stop your word. We thank you for the good gifts that you've given to us this day and all days of life. God, please help us to find you and see you and hear your voice in these your words and in this your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was looking at the scripture passage for today, a couple words I had ignored my entire life. I'd read the story so many times, but a couple words stuck out to me. They were, And those words were, can we go back? Okay, thanks. Those words were "that evening." That evening. It didn't stick out until I started looking into the commentaries, and I'll show you why. It says in Matthew 8:16, "That evening," that is after Jesus cleanses a leper and heals the centurion's servant by remote control, basically, and then heals Peter's mother-in-law, which, by the way, is the, if I understand correctly, this is the only time that Jesus voluntarily heals someone. That is, heals someone without being asked to heal them. I thought that was really interesting. Right there it says, "That evening they brought to him many who were possessed by demons." And I never noticed the words "that evening" before. I mean, I knew it was, okay, well, it was evening. But why? Never thought to ask that. Until I was reading in the New Century Bible Commentary for the Gospel of Matthew by David Hill. He says, "Matthew presupposes what was stated by Mark, that the day was a Sabbath, that bringing out of sick people would be permissible only after sunset on the Sabbath." Why? Because in the Jewish tradition, the Sabbath begins at sunset on Friday night and ends at sunset on Saturday night. It's not a morning to morning day, because as you know from Genesis, there was evening and there was morning one day, right? So in the Jewish sense, or at least at this point, the days begin at sunset and end at sunset of the next day. That is, the next day at sunset is the end of that day, and it's a new day after that. And so Sabbath begins Friday evening and ends at Saturday evening. But I wasn't sure. I was like, really? Is that right? But I looked and I checked the parallel passage in Mark, chapter 1. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. You skip to verses 29 and 30. As soon as they left the synagogue on the Sabbath, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. Hey, does that sound familiar? So I don't think Jesus heals Simon's mother-in-law twice, right? And then says, that evening at sunset. David Hill's got this right. It is at sunset on the Sabbath, meaning it's now the first day of the week, and you can presumably heal people without breaking the Sabbath, which didn't seem to bother Jesus healing people on the Sabbath anyway. But he says, at sunset, they brought to him all those who were sick or possessed with demons. Which brings us to chapter 8, verse Matthew, which brings us back to Matthew. He says, that evening. So David Hill is right that it's these people are waiting for the Sabbath. And that just opened up this whole new realm of possibilities, this whole new idea of all these people. Because if we assume, like Mark does, that everything that's happened on the Sabbath, that Jesus has cleansed a leper and healed the centurion's paralyzed servant, and then healed Peter's mother-in-law, you can just see like the word starting to spread and get out to the surrounding countryside, right? And everybody's hearing it, and it's spreading like wildfire, and everyone is finding out that Jesus is in town and he's healing people, right? Jesus is healing people, but they can't go out until the Sabbath is over. They can't go out until the Sabbath is over because they're going to obey the Jewish law. And I just love that picture of people just, there's sort of a tension building, a waiting, as people are waiting and waiting. And it, for some, maybe it was the longest day ever. Maybe they're wondering, well, what if Jesus leaves town and we can't find him? And the sun drops lower and lower. It's longer than ever before. And I mean, a rabbi wouldn't heal until sundown on the Sabbath, at least not this many people, right? And then everyone who's sick, everyone who has sick kiddos or sick parents, and they're waiting for the last little bit of sun to cross under the horizon. And the moment it does, you can see the mobilization starting. And there's the doors open and people go out into the streets, and then there's one or two, and then that turns into a dozen turns into two dozen, and then slowly this crowd starts to condense at the door of Peter's mother-in-law's house, or Peter's house, and then finally there's a knock on the door. And someone says, I am very sorry to bother you, but is Jesus still here? I don't want to bother him. If it was for myself, maybe I wouldn't even ask, but my mother, my sister, my brother, my child, my wife, who knows? They're sick. And I've heard that you heal people. I've heard that Jesus heals people. And Jesus gets up from the table and says, it's okay, Peter. And he comes to the door and he steps outside. And the first person, he says, tell me what's happened. And they tell him, they share the difficult individual story of what's happened to that person. And Jesus sits there or stands there and listens to them. Jesus listens to what they're telling him about what's happened to them. And just having someone to listen can often be a very powerful thing. And verse 17 there, he says, this was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He bore our infirmities and took our diseases. Because sometimes when you bear each other's burdens, as scripture teaches us to, we can carry around this sort of heaviness that person had on them. I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but I was a chaplain in a hospital, and there was this person whose story just really deeply impacted me. And I went back and I asked my field head supervisor, my CPE supervisor, how do you let this go? How do you stop feeling this and be able to move on to talk to the next person? And he said, well, I guess you could become a robot. But apart from that, this is something that you have to carry. And I had always heard this story, this line, he took our infirmities and bore our diseases, as a sort of atonement kind of theology. That means that Jesus took our infirmities and bore our diseases on the cross, right? But it looks like in this context here, Matthew's saying that this business about taking our infirmities, carrying our diseases, this is happening before the cross when Jesus is healing people. This is happening before the cross when Jesus is healing people. So he listens and he starts to carry that weight on him of all of the things and all of the struggles and difficulties that this first person has had with trying to get their partner, their child, whoever it is that they have with them, healed, right? And Jesus listens and he hears all of it. Because, I don't know, I've been in technical support, and sometimes you do want it fixed, right? But you also want somebody to hear and understand and go, okay, I know what's happening. One of the first things you do, and if you're in technical support, is you gain agreement with the person that you're talking to about what the problem is. You say, so I'm hearing you say this is the problem, and they say, yes, that's the problem. And I'm envisioning Jesus saying, so your wife has had all of this trouble for so long, and you'd like me to heal her. And he says, yes. And Jesus touches her, and he says a word, he speaks a word, and she gasps, and she cries, she hugs him, they hug him, and they say, thank you so much, Jesus, this was amazing, thank you. And then they walk off, and up comes the next one. It's my child, perhaps. Would you heal this person? Would you heal my child? And Jesus touches them. Says a word, there's a gasp, tears, an embrace, a hug. Then they leave and celebrate. And there's demons and leprosy. And there's all these crowds just as the day gets darker and darker. The crowds just are still there. And people come one at a time. They tell the story of what happened and how long they've been dealing with this. And Jesus listens to that story. And you can see that it's affected him, because we know as Christians, Jesus is both human and divine. And you can see that the human side of Jesus is just getting slowly more and more weighed down by these burdens as he hears each horrible, hurtful, sad story touches that person. They hug him, and they thank him, and he sends them on their way, and it's getting darker and darker and later, and the moon is up. Demons, leprosy, issues of blood, broken arms and legs. Each one of these people is a whole person with a family who loves them, each of them in an impossible, heart-wrenching story of having been so broken for so long, and vanquished with a healing touch or a spoken word. And you can see it. You can see Jesus getting weary. You can see him getting weary. And maybe Peter's mother-in-law offers him some water. Maybe those closest to the door gives them a little bit of food for their journey. And you just imagine if you were at the back of that line as you see the moon getting higher and the sky getting darker, and you start to wonder, what if Jesus leaves? What if he just stops before he gets to me? I thought I had a slide that says, he healed all of them. I don't have that slide. Matthew 8:16. That evening they brought to him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and cured all who were sick. And if I was going to be kitschy, this would be the time to say that I looked up that word all in the Greek, and it means all, but I trust the translation here. The crowds start to dwindle, and you start to wonder, if you're standing in the back of the crowd, is Jesus going to get to me, or is he just going to collapse with exhaustion and go to bed? And finally, that last person, the last couple people, the last family unit that's brought someone with them that they care about so much, asking Jesus to come, and they stand before Jesus, and he looks exhausted, but he looks at them. They say, Jesus, are you okay, maybe? And he says, yeah, I'm okay. And you can see him finding strength for one last word, one last touch, one last hearing of what's happened. Comes from who knows where. Of course we know where. It comes from God. And they say what's happened to them, what's happened to their child, what's happened to the person that they care about. And they hold that person before Jesus. And Jesus looks at that person and smiles and touches them, and they're healed. And they hug Jesus and thank him, and then maybe he goes and collapses in the next room. Jesus has time for us. Jesus has the energy. You might think that with the weight of the world on all of our shoulders, us passing it to Jesus, it would be too much, but Jesus is both human and divine, and able to carry everything, able to carry it for all who are sick, all who are weary and tired. And Jesus carries that for us. Everyone who's tired as it's getting later and later, Jesus heals. Isaiah 42 says, he will not grow faint or be crushed until he's established justice on the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. The coastlands wait for his teaching. He won't get tired. He will not stop until he's done everything that he came to accomplish. Maybe that's something that we need to hear, that Jesus isn't going to stop until he's done doing everything that he came to do. Till the redemption of the entire world is finished, Jesus is not going to stop. He's going to keep going for all eternity if necessary, until the world and everyone in it are all finally healed. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your healing. We thank you that you will continue to work in all of us and continue to care for us. That you won't leave anyone at the end of the line waiting to be healed, no matter how late it is. We ask that you will give a healing touch to anyone who needs it at this time. For whatever reason. We pray all these things in Jesus' good name. Amen.